So there have been several instances in my life, and I'm sure some of yours as well, where you're on a road trip heading wherever, and your snack supply is dwindling, your almonds are almost out, and you're looking for a healthy alternative for a meal on the side of the road. However, the one that comes into view, and most likely it is the way it is because it's the number one fast food chain in the world, is Subway. And you order your salad or sandwich at Subway with those russet spotted, shredded iceberg lettuce pieces or the mealy, dry tomato. And you're probably not consuming any nutrients that you're promised, but really just a bit of dietary fiber and water. And as horticulturalists, I think it's important, and it's our job, in order to teach others, other consumers, that just because they're eating lettuce and tomato, that they may not actually be absorbing any of the promised nutrients, but that it requires the proper pre-harvest factors and post-harvest conditions in order to provide the consumer with that healthy crop. Here in this photo, you can see a high tunnel that has a patchwork of different polyethylene and shade treatments spanning over the top of it. And a high tunnel, in its original sense, is used to evenly distribute light with a one single sheet of polyethylene that reduces environmental stress, promotes high yield, and also biomass production of the crop growing within the system. However, because the environmental stress is reduced, the idea that maybe secondary metabolites may also be reduced due to that, the even light distribution and less light intensity. So the purpose of my project is to determine which of these multiple polyethylene treatments will not only provide us with a high yielding and a nice crop throughout storage of lettuce and tomato, while also promoting nutrient accumulation of the crop grown within the system. Here in this photo, you can see six different lettuce that is all of the same variety, all grown under a different poly treatment right next door to each other. And you can see visually that of the different pigmentation between the different treatments, as well as just general biomass accumulation. And so I thought it was important not only to see the differences that exist with yield, biomass, the storability, as well as the nutrient accumulation, while also looking at the different sensorial properties that are detected amongst the consumer panel. As horticulturalists, our job and our career will be to manipulate different growing systems or different varieties of crops as we continue on in our career. And I think it's important that we all keep these things in mind, not only yield and storability, as well as nutrient accumulation for the consumer, and food safety, as well as the different sensory properties. Thank you.